Hari Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay, page 58. Vrajanath, what are the honor bhavs in this rasa, right, in Dasya? Goswami, to apply oneself fully to one's designated duties, to carry out Krishna's orders, the abandonment of anger and envy to serve the Lord, the fostering of warm camaraderie with Krishna's servitors, to be faithful, steady, and dedicated to the service of Krishna are the specific anubhavas of this Dasya Ras. So, in other words, when the mood of Dasya Ras comes up, these are the things who you find the devotee is doing, right? These are the activities. Yes?
The anubhavas of Shantaras are also in Dasharas, but
it means those aspects may be there, but they're not focused upon in that particular way. It means when that aspect is there, they may meditate or they may appreciate discussing about the Lord and that, but it's not what comes up. In other words, the Anubhava is when that means there's some aspect of Vibhava that sparks the devotional sentiment. Right? Okay. Then, when that happens, then one starts to do these things.
Yeah.
Right? So, when that Dasya Ras arises in the heart, then they apply themselves to their designated duties, carry out Krishna's orders, abandon anger and envy, all these different things. Like the other ones, they'll sit there, and you know, when it comes out, they'll go into meditations, they pokes on the end of the tip of their nose, or go away from the common place, go to a solitude, or, you know, like that. In other words, these are those symptoms you can see. Does that make sense? The Udbhavashwaras, external symptoms of ecstasy in this rasa and common to the other rasas, include dancing, feelings of respect and affection for Krishna's servitors, and indifference to everything outside the sphere of Krishna's service, right? Make sense? So you see that those are the ones that naturally come up, and those in their intense things, then they don't want to do anything outside of Krishna's service. You know, they're dancing, feeling aspects of respect and affection for the servitors. But he says those are common with other rasas also. But they're common because others also have the element of service. All devotees feel they're servants of the Lord, right? But it'll be the most prominent in this group. Vrajana, what are the sattvika vikaras present in the different kinds of pita rasa? Goswami, all the sattvika bhavas beginning with stamba are present in this rasa, right? Because they weren't all present in the shantaras. Right? They would never swoon, because the whole point about it is being conscious of it. That's their taste, being conscious of how wonderful Krishna is. So it won't come to that point of intensity that they will swoon. Right, so it just means out of the eight, only seven would be there, right? But in starting with this, then all eight are there.
So even though we say that as we progress, the previous are included,
but it doesn't mean that they're at that same amount. It's just like, give example in parental ras. So one's taking care of the children, you know, like that, because out of protection. But it doesn't mean that sometimes they don't render service or aren't friendly. or don't appreciate how nice their child is. Does that make sense? Yeah, so it means it's there, but it's not the prominent ones. So what will be prominent is what is unique to that rasa. But the other ones, anything from a rasa below that, are also included. So at specific times you may see them. Mm-hmm. Right? And then some of them says, like, you know, this dancing and all that, feeling respect for the Krishna servitors and indifference to everything outside of the sphere of Krishna service. That's common to all the rasas. But these are the prominent ones you'll see. Does that make sense? No, bhava is the overall aspect. It means there's rati. So there's attraction or attachment to the Lord, right? So there's the continuous attachment, which is the sthayi bhava, right? Now you have four other aspects that are called samagri, or the ingredients of this rasa or bhava, right? So then what is the basis of the impetus? That is your, vibhava. Right? The natural emotional symptoms that come up along with their activities, that's your anubhava. Right? When the life airs in the body becoming so excited due to the ecstasy that they cause a physical effect. Means that, you know, in other words, here is like applying oneself to one's designated duties, or being faithful, steady, and dedicated to the service of the Lord. Those are anubhavas. There's a mood, and then one is doing that. But the vikaras means it's the life airs have become disturbed due to the excessive amount of ecstasy that being mixed with either earth, water, fire, air, ether, then they cause these physical symptoms of being stunned or crying or choking of the throat or unconsciousness. Does that make sense? So these are all parts of the bhava, because what it is you're tasting the bhava, or that ecstasy of love of Krishna. But it's just they have different positions within the process. Does that make sense? Yeah. And then the vyabhachari bhavas, right? Because that means the vibhavas, what's the basis of it, right? Why it's being manifest, right? So then the anubhavas then will be the different activities, and that will go on. Now he's asking about the vyabhachari bhavas, right? So the vyabhachari means those can go on while you're doing the anubhavas. Does that make sense? They may not be, they might be, they might not be happening while the sattvika bhavas are going on. Right? Does that make sense? Because those are so prominent. But the point is you can be applying oneself to one's designated duties, and then as Goswami is saying here, harsha, smiling, garva, pride, dhriti, patience, nirveda, and remorse. These could be going on while the anubhavas are going on. So these are finer points that are within that point. Right? The main point is the sthayi bhava. Then you have a particular, because of the particular vibhava, a manifestation of the anubhava. And within that, then you can have the vyabhachari bhavas that are finer within that. Does that make sense? And then sometimes when that all gets together so much, then it causes the vikara. Right? It means the bodily, serious bodily symptoms that the other things actually stop. You know, because you can't move, or you can't talk, or you can't see because you're crying, or, you know what I'm saying? So those kind of stop the whole thing. It doesn't mean that the emotions aren't going on, but you can't actually, the anubhavas can't be done. Right? Does that make sense? So you can having one mood, general mood, and doing the activity connect with that, and then there's finer moods within that. So then here, vishada, dejection, dainya, humility, chinta, anxiety, smriti, remembering. Oh, that's what it means, chinta, ne, because in Bengali you say chinta, it means thinking, but it's specifically the anxiety that comes from the thinking.
Chintya?
Okay. Huh? No, Bengali is just chinta.
Okay.
You know, it's just like, you know, don't worry about it, chinta, ne, don't worry about it, you know. Okay, Smriti, remembering. Shanka, doubt. Mati, understanding. Autsukya, eagerness. Chapalya, restlessness. Vitarka, argumentation. Avega, trepidation. Huri, shame. Vrida, bashfulness. Jadya, inertia. Moha, delusion. Unmada, madness. Avahita, hiding emotions. Bodha, perceptiveness. Swapna, sleep. Supti, state of dreaming. Klama, fatigue. Glani, a feeling that one is in a faulty position. Vyadi, sickness, and mriti, yearning for death, are the vyavichari bhavas in this rasa. Right, and you can see some of them can be going on all at the same time. Right, it means you can be humble, you can have remorseful dejection, or feeling at once in a faulty position, anxiety, restlessness. They could all be happening all kind of at one time while you're performing your prescribed duties. Right, does that make sense? So there's a lot going on. Okay. Mada, inebriety, shrama, fatigue, trasha, fear, apasmriti, absent-mindedness, alasya, indolence, augriya, volatility, krodha, anger, asuya, jealousy and fault-finding, and nidra, sleepiness, are very uncommon in priti rasa. Right? Because the mood is that of doing service. Or prita rasa. What is that mood of doing service? So therefore, it says uncommon in prita rasa, it should be dasa. Right, because we're doing prita is the next. Okay? Unless he's opening. No, I would think that these are. No, because it's going on with the other aspect. So in other words, inebriety, because you can't focus. You know, fatigue, you can't do your activity. Fear, you also stop doing. Absent-mindedness, you won't do your service nicely. Alasya, indolence, service won't get done. Right? Volatility, no, because you're a servant. You know, you don't have that mood of that. Because it's not that Krishna's yours, you're Krishna's. Right, so therefore volatility will be less. Krodha, anger towards Krishna, anusha, jealousy and fault finding, and nidra, sleepiness. Those won't generally come up. Right? When meeting Krishna, harsha, humor, garva, pride, and driti, forbearance, are expressed. And in separation from Krishna, glani, a feeling that one is in a faulty position, vyadi, disease, and mrityu, death, are experienced. The other 18 bhavas, beginning with self-disparagement, are exhibited in union as well as in separation from Krishna. Right? So of what was above, then these first three, humor, pride, and forbearance, then those are generally expressed when one's with Krishna. And when one's not with Krishna, then feeling one's in a faulty position, disease and death are experienced. Right, the other 18, you could be with Krishna or not with Krishna, and they would be part of that flavor. So in other words, even here is that if you're with Krishna, then humor, pride, or forbearance would be one of those, or a combination would be manifest. Right? That you're proud, you know, that forbearance that you can do anything for Krishna, but you're proud because you can do that, or the humor, you know, that laughing kind of thing, you know, that kind of. Many times it's also there that servitorship is quite pleasant. There might be laughter, like Prabhupada would say about, I think, Bosch. When he had to think a lot or it was an anxiety, he'd go for a drive in his car with his chauffeur, right? But he was an old man who'd been with him for a long time, so he discussed all these things with him. He's just a driver, but still, he's been around sometimes, so he has some understanding of the world and how things work. He won't be able to tell him how to run his business, but he can tell just somebody to talk with. So there might be that element of humor in there. They might say a joke or this or that, or there might be some pride, you know, Does that make sense? You know, so those would be going on, and then your other 18 would be within that. Does that make sense? It could be just those manifest or those with the others manifest. Yes.
Self-disparagement.
self-disparagement. That you just feel I'm not qualified. You know, it's just like I'm not qualified. I'm just a humble servant of the Lord. Who am I? But by the Lord's grace, I've gotten this position. So, you know, we'll do our best to do something. Does that make sense? You know, it doesn't mean that you're walking around with a cat and knife flogging yourself on the back or with chains or standing up in the middle of a, you know, an assembly in Beijing and, you know, saying, oh, I'm so useless, I'm so disgusting, you know, like that. No, it doesn't mean that. Is that okay? Yes.
Death. What is the meaning of death? It's
death. Well, it's, you know, it's basically means whether they might die, but it might be that just they feel, that's what they feel like. They feel like dying. Is that? It's just being away from Krishna, they feel so bad, they feel like dying. Does that make sense? Yeah, because it's another thing as you become, like it mentioned before, as you become dejected or remorseful or, you know,
yes,
these kind of things. But you just feel so bad, you feel like dying. Like that. Does that make sense? You know, I mean, it's an honor, it's a Vyavachari Bhava that comes up. You know, you feel something goes really wrong and you feel really stupid or something, then you feel like dying. You know, dying, crawling under a rock, disappearing, you know, transferring yourself to another planet. You know, so many, all these kind of feelings are connected.
Deleting your Facebook profile.
Huh?
Deleting your Facebook profile.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be at least changing your picture, right? Like that. Oh, you mean, oh, I get it. You mean deleting your Facebook file is as good as death. That's obvious. Now I get it. Okay. I didn't catch the subtlety there at first. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And then when you feel inspired, then you put it all back. I think that it has a feature that you delete it, it doesn't exactly go away. You can go and put it back, because probably a lot of people do that, and then later feel, why did I do that? And then they put it back, yeah. You
know, so 6 months.
Huh?
For 6 months. They
oh, okay, because they know that, they understand this element of mritu, death, and the Vyavachari Bhava, that you might feel so despondent in that you feel like dying, so you remove yourself from the social, you know, social death, you know, it's like kind of like the concept of temporary sannyas, right? Like that.
I don't think they've read Jagadharma.
No, you don't know. You think it's just a business tactic?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but probably they got some people saying, oh, what do? I did this and that, and then they just thought, okay, you know. People are, yeah, okay. Okay. Rajanath, kindly elucidate the Stai Bhava of Prita Rasa. Yeah, so that means, I think that previous one would have been Dasya. Because that goes along with it. Because the one in servitorship, you don't see getting angry or volatility or jealousy or these kind of things. It just doesn't happen. Right? Goswami. Okay, so the Stai Bhava. Now this is the Stai Bhava. In other words, what makes up the main Bhava? This is always there, right? Deep feelings of awe and respect for Krishna, the Master, simultaneously produce tremors in the heart and profound affection for him. When these two unite, oh no, we're still talking about this, so it must be Prita is another term for the servitorship. Anugata Das, Ashrita Das, unless that was one of the, what's that? Parishada Anugata. Is it the subsection of this?
It's the subsection.
Okay, Adikrita, Sir, Parishada, and Anugata. That this is general. Obedient followers. Oh, but here it's. Okay, what. Oh, Srupa Krishna related to Sambrandha Prita Rasa. Okay, so then this is Preeti, progressive, okay? The mellow reverential service and the servant Alamba. Sambrandha Preeti.
and Gaura Vapriti, then it will be discussed later.
Okay, so this is still Sambandha Vapriti.
Yeah.
Oh, Sambhama Priti, reverential affection. Okay, so we're still within this. I thought we had moved to... Okay, yeah, no, we're still within this. So this is Sambhama Priti, because that finishes, and then he goes into Gaurava Priti. Okay, so this is more on the respectful element, right? Respectful element, as opposed to, what was the Gaurav? What was that? How do you explain that? Okay, that's the page before that. So I'm respectful and Gaurava Priti, the attitude of maintained dependence. Okay. Okay, so, yeah.
In that paragraph, in this song, the first line he mentioned, spiritual teachers also designate Dasaras as Prita Bhakti.
Yeah, there it is, it's Prita Bhakti. Yeah, okay. So then it's, okay, Dasi is also Prita, so it's still the same. So here this is all in the Sambrama, respectful service, right? Because the respectful, then you could be in a senior position, junior position, in any kind of position. Like that. Okay, now, okay, the Stai Bhava of Prita Rasa. What is it? Deep feelings of awe and respect for Krishna, the Master, simultaneously produce tremors in the heart and profound affection for him. When these two unite, in other words, the deep feelings of awe and respect and the tremors of heart in the heart of profound affection. Mm. When these two unite, priti, strong attachment, becomes the stai bhava in this rasa. Right? So here you have deep feelings of respect, but at the same time profound affection. Right? So you don't, means you're not getting in stai bhava, so it doesn't become active. Right? Okay. In Shantaras, Shantaras, Rati, attachment alone is the stai bhava, right? You only have the attachment, right? But not the awe and respect. Just that it means you appreciate it, but it doesn't create that respect. So you just appreciate it and you're attached on that. So therefore, it doesn't go anywhere. But when you add this awe and respect, then if you that awe and respect, you feel like doing something.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So that's what's been added here. Whereas in Prita Ras, Mamata, deep affection, affectionate possessive attachment, strengthens Rati to form Priti, right? Which then becomes the Stai Bhava of this mellow. Right? So that's the constant feeling. Right? So that constant, then the Anubhavas are there, the Vyavachari Bhavas are there. Right, each one becoming finer, but the stai bhava, that's always present. The anubhavas, the vyavachari bhavas will change. Which particular vibhava, or you know, the udipan is creating the inspiration, that may be changing. You know, the vikaras, the different bodily symptoms of intense ecstasy, those may be changing, or manifest or not. But the stai bhava is always there. Right? Priti mixed with sambrama, great respect is sambrama priti, which is gradually refined into prema, love, sneha, affection and love, and raga, deep-rooted love. Right, so that's the degrees which it can go. Later those will be described. Means you have from rati to mahabhava. So there's 10 stages. So depending upon the rasa, it can only go a certain degree. Like that. Does that make sense? As soon as Sambrahma Priti sheds the mood of awe and reverence, it crystallizes into prema. As prema further concentrates and causes the heart to melt, it is known as sneha. In sneha, the devotee cannot bear to be separated from Krishna even for a moment. When the devotee reaches that stage of sneha, where sorrow and grief are felt as happiness, the stage of raga is achieved. In raga, separation from Krishna evokes the wish to leave one's body. So we see here is so when we're talking about that this feelings of separation, then that's also are seen as ecstasy. That means it's come to this particular level. right? Of sneha. So that's quite advanced. So you don't see that in Vaikuntha. Right? That I, from what I understand, it generally never gets beyond prema. Right? There may be particular individuals that might be beyond, like Garuda or someone like that. But the specific Parshats, but or Nard Muni, but the general principle is that it's prema which manifest. So it's only when you get into Goloka, then you see beyond that. In like Uddhava and these other servants, then there may be beyond that. That's sneha and other things. That's why there's so much more dear. Right? Does that make sense? But in Vrindavan, you see that it'll be much more common. Like as we get up into the friendship and above, then we'll see it's kind of, it moves into a different kind of category. The Adikrita Das and Ashrita Das can only reach up to the stage of prema. The Parishada Das is able to achieve sneha, right? Because those are the constant companions of the Lord, right? So Uddhava, Garuda, these ones, they're constant companions. They maybe get there. So the first two means generally in Dasya, they only get up to prema. They can only get to prema. The Vrajanuga Das, Krishna's servitors in the Vraja mood, like Parikshit, Maharaj, Daruka, and Uddhava, are capable of attaining rag. In tandem with the blossoming of rag, the first flush of Shakya Ras is also felt. Right? There'll just be a flush of it, but it won't stay. It'll drop back to that servitorship. But that's why they're just on that cusp, right? Just on the edge of it moving into the next. But it doesn't. Does this make sense? Right? Like a whole new area just opened up, you know. So we're just trying to bend their heads around the five aspects of bhava, and now we throw in the levels of prema, right? Okay. So. Okay. Does that make sense? So Parikit Maharaj, Daruka, and Uddhava are capable of attaining raga. So that comes even beyond sneha, right? So in other words, it's prema, sneha, then raga, right? And then I think beyond that, you have anuraga and these other things that come in. The learned pandits of Bhakti Tattva state that in Shakya Ras, union with Krishna is called yoga, and separation from Krishna is called ayoga. Ayoga is divided into two types, utkandita, anxious yearning, and viyoga, separation. So yoga is of three kinds, siddhi, perfect, tushti, satisfying, and sthiti, stable. When one suddenly sees Krishna in the state of ukantita, anxious yearning, caused by separation, then siddhi yoga takes place. And it means, in other words, there's anxious, that anxiety and separation. Then when you see Krishna, it causes that yoga of siddhi. So it's that particular intensity. Meeting Krishna after a period of viyoga, separation, is called tushti yoga, deeply satisfying. That means because the intensity, the anxiety is sharp, so therefore the reaction is sharp. The other one is then chronic. It's been there a long time. And so then the reaction is that satisfaction. Right? Living together with Krishna is known as sthiti yoga, stable. Does that make sense? Because then that's always going on, so it's stable. So the other one is after separation. After two kinds of separation, either acute or chronic, then you get either the siddhi or the tushti. Mm-hmm. Now you either get the perfect or the satisfaction, right? But if you're always with Krishna, for that time you're always with him, then it is sthiti, it's steady. Vrajanath, Gurudev, we have understood sambrahma priti, service and awe and veneration. Now kindly explain gaurava priti, service and respectful affection. Goswami, those dasas who feel the pride of lalya abhiman, being personally maintained and nourished by Krishna, are said to have gaurava priti. However, priti only progresses to gaurava when further nurtured by suitable samagri. Right, it means ingredients, such as vibhava, anubhava, etc. The Supreme Lord Sri Hari and his lalya das wards and dependent servitors are the alambana of gaurava priti. Okay. So the Lord and his other servants that are maintained by him. In other words, those ones in that, they're the ones that get, that this Gaurava Priti comes out. The Vishaya Rupa, Alambana, supporting object of Gaurava Priti, is Krishna as Mahaguru, the great guru. Right? So the Vishaya Rupa means what's the means of Alambana, right? So you have the Ashraya, which is the devotee, because they mentioned before. So Krishna is the Vishaya, and his servitors is the Ashraya. In that rasa, they're the cause for this coming out. Right? So now, therefore, Vishaya Rupa, what's the form of Krishna? That's the Alambana. So these are the different aspects. Right? Krishna is Mahaguru, the great guru. Mahakrita, the possessor of great fame. Mahabuddhi, the possessor of great intelligence. Mahabala, the possessor of great power and influence. Raksha, the infallible protector. And Krishna, the perfect maintainer. Right? Those are the different varieties of Alambana. So whichever one happens to be manifest at the time, that's the Udipan. Right? Does that make sense? Or it may be a combination. He's the great guru, he's giving some very nice instruction or something to help somebody, that sparks it. Or he has such great fame, everybody knows, everyone's appreciating that fame. Like, let's say when he comes into Dwarka, right? And everybody's there and everybody's glorifying and interacting. So that's great fame. You know, wasn't he walked in and kind of, you know, came back to Dwarka, walked in the front gate, you know, the guard says, you know, hi, you know, and then walked in, went to his house, and, you know, the kids are playing, and, you know, keep running by, and then one of the little ones kind of goes in and tells mommy, hey, daddy's here, you know, and stuff like that, and then, you know, mommy says, you know, tells him, you know, hey, I gotta go now, I'll talk to you later, you know, like that, and then, you know, goes out and says, you know, so, you know, how was your day, you know, like that. Does that make sense? It was a bit more than that. He comes in, the whole of Dwarka's there to greet him. That's fame. Right? So that brings out the... Right? So we can see maybe that's why in the modern context not much of this rasa is appreciated. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mahabuddhi, you know, just how intelligent he is, how he comes up with, does things that are so wonderful and all that. All right? Mahabala, the possession of great power and everything. So just that he does something so powerful and wonderful like that. Or influential. Raksha, the infallible protector. He always takes care of the devotees and the perfect maintainer. So these are what causes. There are two varieties of Lalya Das. Kanishta, juniors, and Putra, sons. Sharana, Gada, Subhadra are proud of being Kanishta Das. Where Prajumna, Charudeshna, and Samba are proud of being Krishna's Putra Das. So there's the element of that pride. As we saw before, the servitorship could have pride. Right? It could have humor, it could have pride, or it could have that sense of, what is it? What is it? Reverence. Yeah. What was that? That was the third. Humor, pride, and forbearance. Okay? So then in here we see is the pride seems to be a little more, because you're a protected, you know, junior of him. Right? So the sons are protected. Or these others, Sharana, Gada, and Subhadra. Okay? Krishna's Vatsalya Bhava, protective affection, consists of smiling, merciful affection, and so on, act as Udipan in this ras. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what starts it.
So, in this case, Subhadra is another person.
Yeah, because you see it's a short A.
Yes.
So it's some male servant.
It's a male.
Some of the Anubhavas manifested by the Lalya Das, immersed in Gaurava Priti, are sitting at a lower level in the presence of Krishna, following in the footsteps of their guru, Krishna, discarding independence and whimsical ways, and so on. Right? Isn't that exactly what one's looking for in one's child? That's the perfection. Right? So, but the problem is you have to be Krishna. So if you want this in that interaction with yourself and your child, then it's easy, right? You just have to be Mahaguru, Mahabuddhi, Mahabuddhi, Mahabala, like that. And then to that, then it manifests. That's all. It's very straightforward. And, you know, it's a science. Yeah. Okay. The Sanchari Bhavas and Vyavachari Bhavas are as before in Sambrahma Priti. So they're the same Sanchari and Vyavachari. Sanchari is the same. The Sanchari and the Vyavachari are as before. Those are the same.
Mm.
Just wondering if it meant to say how you say? The Vikars. The Vikars.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So in other words, that all is the same. In other words, it's that beginning, the basis of the mood is slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And then this is... No, it's back here. Okay. Lord Shiva has two kinds, Dasya and Lalya, those who consider personally maintain. Okay. Thus divided into two, Sambrahma Prita, respectful service, and Gaurava Prita. Okay, so then those of Lalya, those are the mood of the servitors, then that creates a particular attitude. Okay. So then basically the Lalya and the Gaurava are the same. Oh, here we go. Vrajanath, what is the meaning of the word Gaurava? The fourth kind of friends, Priya Narma Shakis, are superior to the other three.
Did you skip a page?
I didn't skip a page, but the book has skipped a page. Oh, here's the page that's on the next page.
Oh.
So it goes 61, 60, 62. Yours is also like that?
Yeah.
Mine's fine.
Yours is fine.
Fine.
Fine. Everyone else is fine?
Fine.
Huh? You're also fine. So only the two of ours is not fine. Okay. Okay, so then we're going to 60 first, right?
Okay.
What is the meaning of Gaurava? Okay, Goswami. A parental filial relationship wherein Krishna is considered the father, superior, or guru, based on one's family or close affinity with Krishna, is the understanding of Gaurava. Gaurava Priti is the intense and affectionate absorption in Krishna, seeing him as one's protector and maintainer, which is therefore the sthayi bhava of this rasa. Right, so where Krishna is in that parental position, and you're the recipient of that, right, then that produces this rasa. Right, we see the parental, it reverses it. Right, but you also have that element of these two kinds and parental. You know, the general, that where this is the main thing, but then sometimes, like you see in Devaki, and that there is that element of reverence in that, because it mentioned basically only in Vrindavan is it pure, you know, just one rasa, one aspect. Well, in all the other realms, there's the predominance and then something else slightly mixed. Because you're already tasting the pure in Vrindavan. So that means to get something, then you have to add something else to it. Does that make sense? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Vrajanath, Gurudev, we have understood Prita Rasa, which is also known as Dasya Rasa. Now kindly explain to us the nature of Preya Rasa, bhaktas who are in Sakya Rasa. Okay, so Priya and Preya. Or Priti and Preya. Okay. Goswami, Sri Krishna, his friends and confidants, known as Shakhas, are the Alambana of this Rasa. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Krishna, his friends and confidants, that's what starts it up. Right? So therefore, because in all of them Krishna is always the aspect, then we see is that any of them coming in contact or not coming in contact with Krishna, either it means in Sambhoga or in Vipralamba, then he is that Alambana for the rasa. But at the same time as the other devotees in that rasa, then they are the cause of it coming up. So even if Krishna's not there, then that can come up, because they're always absorbed in Krishna. So their constant absorption in Krishna can create the that impetus for further tasting within the rasa itself, right? In other words, two friends of Krishna are there, so then they're going to be thinking about Krishna in that friendship way, so that will also cause the taste of that rasa to manifest. Right? Okay, Sri Krishna's friends and confidants, known as Shakars, the alambana of this rasa. The two-handed flute-playing Vrajendra Nandana Krishna is the Vishaya alambana, beloved relishable object, and Krishna's Shakas are the Ashraya alambana, receptacles of this mellow. Right? So Krishna is the, means all of this is alambana, but now within that you have the Ashraya and Visha. Mm-hmm. Right? So the devotees are the Ashraya, mm-hmm. right? The Shakas are the Ashraya, and Vrajanandana Krishna, right, playing two-handed Krishna, is the Vishaya. Mm-hmm. Right? He's the one who's tasting this. Mm-hmm. Vrajanath. What are the different kinds of friends and confidants and their particular symptoms? Because we mentioned like Uddhava, but he's still a servitor. He's just very confidential. But it's a Dorka, you don't see much of the friendship. Balaram is there. Mm. Right, but you generally don't apply these things on him. So it means that it does. It works in the same fashion.
Pandava,
there's there, but it's also mixed with. It has that only Arjuna is then that very equal. Mm-hmm. Right, but otherwise Yudhishthira and Bhima, they're older, and Nakula and Sahadeva younger. So it means it'll all be explained. Vrajanath, what are the different types of friends and confidants and their particular symptoms? Right, that was just in connection that it's Vrajanandana Krishna who's really the taster of the Sakya Rasa. That's the point that we're making. Okay, different kinds of friends and confidants and their particular symptoms. Goswami, in rupa, form, guna, qualities, and vesha, dress, the friends and confidants are similar to Krishna's devotees in the Dasya Ras. Right? So it'll be, nicely done and all that. They'll dress very properly and everything. Yet, unlike the Sambrahma Jnana, awe and reverence of the Dasya Ras devotees towards Krishna, the Shakas are related with Krishna through Vishrambha Bhava, which evokes trust, confidentiality, and a mood of equality. Right? So they don't have the awe and reverence. It means they have that respect for Krishna, but it doesn't bring out on reverence. Right, so it evokes trust, confidentiality, and a mood of equality. Right, so to have friends, there must be trust. Right, so that's why it's difficult in a society that's designed to not have trust, because trust means there has to be, the principle of authority. If authority's not there, how can you trust anybody else? Right, so that element of trust, that's what creates friendship. You trust that they'll be there. Right? Oh, we just heard an interesting thing today, just on that. It's one of the things is that in Chanakya Niti. Right? So this is just Niti. This is just ethics, moral ethics, just right down there on the good old extended, sense gratification. Get out there and knock yourself out, enjoy the material world, but in such a way as you can do it with everybody else, right? Does that make sense? That's not Chanakya's mood, but that's just showing that it can be applied there. He says he gives a definition of a Naradhama, right? Because we have different ones, of one who's, had a relationship with the Lord and then basically gave that up. So he extends it, that you have a relationship with somebody, therefore you know confidential things about their personality or nature, and that's supposed to be confidential, but you make it public. Then it defines you as a Naradhama. Right? As we remember in Manu, someone who's an informant is considered very low class. Right? Doesn't mean the government doesn't like to use them. Hey, there's low class people, you might as well use them. But the point is it's not considered a good position. Right? So because of that, because now it's everything belongs to the media, so I mean then someone made a comment. So that means the media basically is Naradhamas. Because that's their whole purpose, is to find something personal and make it public. Like that. That's how they make their money, right? So then it's that, then where's the trust? And because of this lack of trust and confidentiality, right? You know, it says trust, evokes trust, confidentiality, and a mood of equality. So where can there be friendship?
Yeah.
You know, though they're saying, oh, it's truth. Mm. But the point is, this is a variety of truths. Yeah. And it doesn't mean just, yes, it is true, but it doesn't mean that it has to be known.
Mm.
Right? There's varieties of truth to be known and not known. Okay. The Shakas are engaged in many activities, serving Krishna in various ways as friends, full of the desire to please him. Right? So they're friends. They're not there just because Krishna's cool to be around. You know, he's got nice, you know, the nice stuff, and he's got lots of money and influence. No, you're around him because they want to please him. Right? That's the... There are two types, Dvarka Sambandha, related to Dvarka, and Vraja Sambandha, related to Vraja. Arjuna, Bhima, Draupadi, and Sudama Vipra, etc., are Dvarka Sambandha Shaka. Among them, Arjuna is the closest to Krishna. Right? So that means even Draupadi is on the, at that level of friendship. That's why then sometimes she'll sit with Krishna and then say, you know, hey, you're our friend. How is all this going on? You know, like that. Krishna's Shakas and Vraja always desire to be in his company. They are intensely eager to see him, because Krishna is their very life and soul. Thus they are the principal Shakas. The Shakas of Vraja of four kinds, right? So, in other words, there's two, means Shakas are two groups. Those in Dvarka, those in Vraja. Of in Dvarka, Krishna, Arjuna is the main, right? And then, of the two groups, the Vraja Shakas are the most prominent, right? So they're the principal Shakas. So when we say Shakas, we basically mean them. And that expansion of that mood is found in Dvarka. Because they always want to be with him. Right? The other ones, it's understood. Okay, we're in Hastinapur. He, you know, king's here. He's the king in Dvarka. So he has to go do his duties and he'll leave and go away. And sometimes he'll be there. Sometimes he's not. That's just the way it goes in that world. Right? But Krishna and Vrindavan, they always want to be with him. Right? The only reason they're not is because, you know, their moms won't let them go, you know, go sleep outside Krishna's door. You know, they kind of, somehow or another always insist that they sleep at home in their own bed. Right? You know, but otherwise, you know. Thus they are the principal Shakas. The Shakas of Vraja are four kinds. Suhrid Shaka, well-wishing friend. Shaka, friend. Priya Shaka, dear friend. And Priya Narma Shaka, most intimate and confidential friend. Okay, well wishing, dear. Well wishing, friend, dear friend, and intimate confidential friend. The Suhrid Shakas possess a touch of the guardianship sentiment for Krishna, right? So that'll make them older, right? They are slightly senior in age to Krishna and carry weapons to protect Krishna from harm and from being attacked by enemies, right? Subhadra, Mandali Bhadra, Bhadra Vardhana, Gobata, Yaksha, Indrabhata, Bhadranga, Virabhadra, Mahaguna, Vijaya, and Balabhadra are Suhrid Shakas. Notice the names, it's always something of like strength or valor or something is there. Because otherwise, how is Mother Yashoda going to be confident that they will protect Krishna, right? You know, but he'll go out into the field and, you know, so many dangers are there and that some little kid, really skinny shunt, shows up, you know, I'll take care. Listen, wimp Doss, get out of here. Like that. Yeah, you know, like that. So then he's like, okay, you know, they come out with the shield, swords, they got the attitude. Okay, okay. Got it. Okay. Among them, Mandali Bhadra and Balabhadra are most prominent. Right? Balabhadra will be Balaram. Right? So Mandali Bhadra, you always hear about Mandali Bhadra. I mean, Balaram you always hear about. But Mandali Bhadra, his name always comes up. The Shakas are younger in age to Krishna. Means the friends, right? Shakas are younger in age to Krishna. They possess a tinge of Dasya Bhav. right? The mood of a servitor, but are fully in Shakyaras, just like it mentions those really intimate, you know, servitors, then it touches on that touch of friendship. Mm. So it'll be that servitor friendship. So it's not that, means that's where it'll come through. Mm-hmm. Right? But they're still in servitorship, while these friends are still in friendship, though there's that touch of servant. They're younger, so they're, you know, they're taken care of. So it'll have that element of that Gaurav, they're being taken care of by Krishna and everything like that. Does that make sense? So it'll have that aspect to it. Mm-hmm. So there's no Rasa Bas there. There is that connection. That's why there's so many of these aspects, because one is at one end, the one is at the other, because each one transforms into the next. It's a natural step into the next. Then there's the ones in between, then the natural step into the next one again. Right? Vishala, Vrishabha, Ojasvi, Deva Prasta, Varutapa, Maranda, Kushamapida, Mani Bandana and Karana Dhamma are some of Krishna's dear most shakas. Right?
Shaka.
Okay. Among the shakas, Deva Prastha is the closest to Krishna. Okay. So that means they're the heads of these groups, because the group has to have a head. Because everybody else follows them, right? Because they are the embodiment of that rag, that attachment in that rasa. So everybody else follows their mood, their raganuga to them, right? But these are the eternal associates. Then for the devotees that are aspiring to that, then they're following in the footsteps of those who are following in the mood of that particular one that's the prominence. Does that make sense? Yeah. So here Balabhadra is Vishnu Tattva, right? But Mandali Bhadra, he'll be internal potency. Does that make sense? Yes? No? Means he's not Vishnu Tattva. Balaram's, he's, you know, in a unique position. He's the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. Yeah. Yes.
It means that in the spiritual world, in Golka Vrindavan, there are possibility of people attacking Krishna.
Means the mood. No, this means there's the mood that it's possible, because the point is the mood that everybody takes is the mood that's in Gokul. Gokul is the dynamic mood that's used by the residents of the spiritual world in Goloka. I don't know about Vaikuntha, you get the idea that it's not, because there's the element that I am God. Yes, you know, and so service. So it doesn't appear necessarily, but at the same time there may be, because it mentions that the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha are dusting the walls, so there's no dust. Right? But here there's dust. So it appears that in the spiritual world there's the mood as if they're in Gokul. So it has those elements of the material world without any of the, you know, there's no problem. But you do have those elements that are there, just like the gopis in Goloka think they have husbands, though there aren't any. Mm-hmm. Right? They think they're demons, though there's not. Mm-hmm. Right? Because the mood is that they're thinking as if in Gokul. So we make this whole big distinction. It's got to be Goloka, and Gokul's, you know, kind of a write-off a bit. But the point is, in Goloka, they don't see the difference, because for them, they act in Goloka as if they would in Gokul. Mm-hmm. We're the ones that make that distinction. So therefore, that creates all the confusion. Right? They're not confused. There's one opinion in the spiritual world, right? There's multiple opinions here. Why? Because we confuse it. Is that yeah. So that's why they're always worried, you know, because in the material world, you don't eat, you die. So then the mother Yashoda, her mood is, if Krishna doesn't eat, he'll die, right? You know, it doesn't matter if he's God and he'll live eternally, but he's got to eat his breakfast, otherwise, you know, there's a problem. And then he sends out a whole, like, you know, army of servitors with a packed lunch, you know. So, you know, being friends with Krishna has its advantages, right? You get great lunches, you know, like that, so... You know, because she's going to feed Krishna, and since he's there with his friends, you know, because Krishna is dear, so therefore what's dear to Krishna is important, so therefore his friends are important, so she also sends things for them.
so there is such a thing as a free lunch.
There is such a thing as, yeah, and not only that, an eternal free lunch.
Pretty good.
Get your bucket, right? Okay.
Spiritual world,
the bucket never empties. Yeah, the spiritual bucket, yeah. That'd be a good thing. The back of this car. Okay. Devaprastha. Krishna's Priya Shakis are equal in age to him. So that is the Priya Narma Shakis. Oh no, excuse me. Priya Shakis are dear friends. Are equal in age, right? So the ones above have a little bit of the well-wishing, right? Then more intimate, the ones that are junior, right? Then more intimate than that, the ones that are equal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Krishna's Priya Shakas are equal in age to him, and their mood towards Krishna is pure, unalloyed Shakya Bhav, camaraderie and confidence. Right, because Krishna's their friends. I mean, so that confidence is there. There's no question that Krishna will ever give up the friendship of neither them there. So that confidence is there. So that's what comes up when you get into these more intimate elements, is that sense of possession becomes stronger, so that confidence becomes greater. Right? Yeah. That's the whole point. If possession is there, confidence is there. Confidence is not there, that means possession's not there.
Yes.
Does that make sense? It's simple. Sridham, Sudham, Dhamma, Vasudhamma, Kinkini, Stoka Krishna, Amshu, Bhadrasena, Vilasa, Pundarika, Vitanka, and Kalavinka are some of the eminent Priya Shakas, right? Eminent, right? Means there's a lot more, right? So what he's mentioning only the prominent ones. And there's a good chance that these ones are the heads of their groups. Though they follow under that one prominent head above them. But everybody else, they have others who work with them.
In the very last step of Sridhar, he wants to hold Govardhan.
Yes.
His confidence.
Yeah, confidence. Because it means if Krishna's holding it, they can hold it. You know, it's like, you know, why not? You know. But that's so that was able to put this thing. Even Mother Jashoda tells Nanda Baba, says Krishna's been holding the hill long enough. Now you hold it so you can rest his arm. Right? You know, so they don't quite catch the, you know, what's like that. You know. Okay. Now this is 60. Now we go back to 61. Right? Yes, I think they made a movie about this one. Right? The four kinds of friends, the fourth kind of friends, Priya Narma Shakas, are superior to the other three. They are very intimate and confidential friends of Krishna and are most flexible and many-sided in their relationship with Krishna. Because the others, you're friends, so you always do those kind of things. And because it's important, because then you have that aspect of then the taste is complete. Does that make sense? Its fullness is there. They're always that kind of friend, so that you can taste that in its fullness. But now the fourth kind is superior, because then now is all these different kind of bhavas, because Krishna is a person. So he is friends with them. But outside of them, he does have his parents, he does have his girlfriends, he does have other concerns. So those things he can discuss with the confidential. You can't discuss those with the other three, because they have just that mood of taking care, or that mood of junior serving, or that mood of just equals. Does that make sense? A little bit you can, but it's not like these ones. Right? So therefore, it has the flexible and the mood, so they can relate to other flavors that Krishna has, other relationships, and they don't feel that it's a distraction. Subal, Arjuna, Gandharva, Vasanta, and Ujvala are some of Krishna's Priyanarma Shakas. Right? Ujvala, being very humorous and jovial, is always ready to crack jokes. Right? But generally you hear of in this Subal is the main one. So here it's Ujvala is always joking. Right? You don't hear so much that Subala, but when you hear it in Nectar Devotion, it's mentioned that sometimes Krishna and Subal would discuss things, and it was so confidential no one else could even understand what they were talking about, even if they could hear it. You know, generally they'll be sitting somewhere where you won't hear, but even if they did, they wouldn't know what they're talking about. It's so confidential. Like that. That. And then, and Ujjwala, always humorous and jovial, so he's always creating something nice and like that intimate kind of thing. So if there's some mood changes, then he can create some humor and all that. Amongst all these friends...
The Arjuna, is he the same than the other one?
This is an Arjuna in Vrindavan. The other Arjuna is in Dwarka.
Two different.
Yeah, two different Arjunas. Like that.
And the Arjuna of the Bhagavad Gita, which one?
Dwarka. Amongst all these friends who all love Krishna extremely, some are Nitya Siddha, eternal associates, some are Sura Chara, promoted devas, and some are successful and promoted sadhakas. Right? So they're going from what happens in Gokul. So, in other words, some come down, some are coming up from the devas, they take birth as their friends. Right, just like some of the devis, they took birth as gopis, right, like this, and then those who are sadhakas, and they've therefore elevated themselves to there. In the mellow of friendship, they perform a wonderful variety of services, adding great charm and beauty to the unlimited pastimes of Sri Krishna. Because it's very nice, even though it's there, charm and beauty once amongst themselves, but also the others appreciate. Like there's a, you know, it's very, very famous, the aspects where the gopis are watching as Krishna and the cowherd boys are coming home with the cows. So it's very beautiful and charming, right? So it creates a very, they add that aspect to the pastimes. Right? So Vrajanath, what are the different udipadas of this rasa? Goswami, Krishna's age, his boyish charm, horn, flute, conch, amusements, jocularity. Okay. Prowess, the effort of performing and helping in pastimes, are the udipana in Shakya Ras. Further udipana are Krishna's different ages, right? Because it mentioned age itself, because just, you know, someone who's the same age as you, it sparks that kind of friendship thing. Right? Yeah. So different ages, right? Kumara, childhood, 1 to 5 years. Pauganda, when he takes the cows grazing, 6 to 15 years. Kaishora, when he resides in Gokula Vraj, but leaves from Mathura, 16 years. Yeah, okay. Vrajanath, what are the anubhavas that are common to all the various types of Krishna shakas? So I guess they're taking yovana means once he's gone. So Kaishora is within Vrindavan. What are the anubhavas that are common to all the various types of Krishna shakas? Right, so what is common that makes all the shakas work? Goswami, arm wrestling, ball games, dice playing, playing piggyback, playing with sticks. Krishna declares a wish and his friends compete to do it first. Sitting together on the same seat or swinging upon a swing together. Joking and chatting together. Water sports, playing with monkeys, making music and dancing are the anubhavas of the shakas in general. Right, so in other words, when this friendship rasa is inspired, right, invoked from the udipanas, right, then these are the anubhavas, the next natural things that they like to do, right? These moods come up. So these are the various moods within the stai bhava, right? In other words, the things that are the elements that inspire the rasa and the things that you do when that rasa is inspired. Right, so the alambana is what inspires you, and the anubhava is what you do when inspired. Right, Does that make sense? And the Sanchari will be the different flavors within that.
Mm. And the bull game means, is it the same like in the...
Means that, are they playing cricket? You know, so are they playing the English rules? Or are they playing, you know, what is that? Does that include soccer? You know, what about lacrosse? You know, like that. And, you know, is that, you know, or hockey or, you know, you know, like that. Like polo, yeah.
Volleyball,
yeah. Yeah, netball, or is that more the gopis play that one? Like that.
Tennis.
You know. It means that, you know, is the AFL, you know, I mean, you know, what rules they're using for playing their games, right? Does that make sense? So, I guess if you're not Australian, you wouldn't have got... appreciate the last one. Okay. Ball games Prabhupada mentions they play with bale fruit.
Yes.
Bale fruit, because it's big and it's round, so you know,
yes.
They do things with that. And it's just something to waste time, because for them it's not the game that's important, it's just being with Krishna. So these different kinds of things and how they come up and all that then is not a problem. You know, for us it's the game and winning the game and all that. For Krishna's friends it's not about. It's just like when little kids play, it's just the medium. So they, you know, if they make up the rules as they go or somebody does something stupid, they don't care. It's all fun. You score, you know, it's fun. You do something stupid and kick the ball over the goal, everybody laughs. Everybody has fun. It's good. So that's more what it's like. It's not that it's not sophisticated. It's just that they don't care about the game. It's just something to do with Krishna. So these are just the inspire. They want to do something with Krishna, interact with Krishna, play with Krishna. So then these are some of the things that they mention.
See, they can create some game.
Yeah, he's just like, you know, in other words, if Calvin can do it, that's the effect, so where's the cause, right? So that means then those in the spiritual world, they're the actual ones, but they're not crazy. That's the difference. Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah. Did that make sense?
So.
You think so? You know Calvin Ball?
No.
No. Nobody knows Calvin Ball? Calvin Ball means, as the game goes, you make up the rules as you go along, but specifically for your benefit.
Oh, okay.
If somebody does something, you say, oh, you can't touch the tree, you know, you're out if you touch the tree. If that wasn't in the rule, no, you make it up as you go. So in other words, they have it in its pure state. It's not self-centered. It's done to please Krishna. So whatever in the game will make Krishna happy is what they do.
Now it makes sense.
Now it makes sense? Okay. Okay. The specialty of Surid Shakas. Surid. Okay, that's the well wishers. Right? Okay. Well, you have to go to the future to look at the past.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, here. Surid, okay. The well wisher. Okay. The specialty of the Surid Shakas. So those are what everybody does. Okay? Now the specialty of the Surid Shakas is to offer good advice and to be always forward in every activity. Right? So they'll always take a lead in the activity. Because right? Otherwise, how does it start? How it'll happen? Otherwise, if it doesn't go. Like you see, let's say you're having a formal like dinner program like that. And if the conversation drops, who picks it up? One of the kids?
Seniors.
Yeah, one of the seniors, like generally the grandmother or something like that, because she knows all that, so she picks up the conversation. Then when everybody else is talking, then she stops, right? You know, so it'll go. But if it drops again, then she'll start the conversation, right? So in other words, the elder ones, they just see that it's going. Okay, if there's there, okay, then who's on what side, how we do, what's the different things. They start the whole thing rolling so that then everybody else can taste the rasa. Does that make sense? The Shakas specialize in preparing chewing betel. Chewing betel. Okay. Chewing betel, as opposed to throwing at the monkeys betel, I guess. Right? So the Shakas means that the juniors, they decorating Krishna with tilak, sandalwood pulp, and so on. So they do all those kind of services. The Priyashakas are known for their bravery and often engage in sports and wrestling competitions with Krishna. Sometimes they are victorious and receive medals and awards from Krishna. Right? You know, so when you're victorious, you get a medal, you know, so some forest flower or something. You know, something from the forest you'll get there. Yeah, so. Sometimes they are, okay. To assist Krishna in the arrangements for his Madhurya Rasa pastimes is the prerogative of the Priyanarmashakas. Right? None of the others do. They're the ones that get what. So that's the intimacy. Right? Because you have your friends. Like that. They all go, you know, home with, you know, and there with Mother Jashoda and all that. And in the house, then all the servants are there. But so that leaves is that the element is that is outside the realm of these others' influence is that of the conjugal rasa. So Krishna's interaction with the gopis, that's what then comes up about. He said something wrong.
Eight o'clock, some people.
Oh, okay. So it has to do with the 8 o'clock, not the. We mentioned conjugal rasa. Oh, the gopi Brahmins. You know, so I'm out of here. Okay. Okay. Like Krishna's dasa, they also decorate Krishna with wire flowers, fan him, and so on. Okay. So here's the thing is, they assist in the conjugal pastimes, but they also do things like servants. Like that.
Conjugal pastime is like, for example, a messenger, to be a messenger?
Yeah, that would be a messenger. Yeah. Because what someone who's a messenger isn't involved in the interaction. It means they have nothing to benefit from it.
Yes.
Right? So either a cowherd boy or another gopi will be a messenger. But whoever means the cowherd boys, of course, aren't involved in that. So that's automatic. But if a gopi is a messenger, that means that interaction she won't be involved in.
Yes.
Means not on the conjugal level. Means she may be there as an assistant, but she'll never be directly interactive. But that's just the rule. Just like, let's say you go to a lawyer. You don't expect, you know, let's say you're trying to buy a property. You don't expect him to see this is a good opportunity and himself buy it. Right? That's not expected, right? Because otherwise the gopi is going and making the arrangement. Right? And then making the arrangement, and then they see the opportunity, so then they just hang out with Krishna and don't make the arrangement, you know. Does that make sense? So it just doesn't happen. So messenger means that one is not involved. Rajanath, Gurudev, what is the degree of the Satvika Bhavas and the Sanchari Bhavas in this rasa? Goswami, they are slightly more pronounced here than in the Dasya rasa. Rajanath, what is the Stai Bhava of this rasa? Okay, so in other words, so basically it's the same as in the Dasya rasa, just it's a little bit more pronounced, slightly more pronounced. Rajanath, what is the Stai Bhava of this rasa? Goswami. Rupa Goswami writes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Western Division, 9.3.45. Goswami. A practice. No, wait. 61, 60. No. Okay, now we go into parental. No, you have to go. Now we go forward to the future. Okay. Vishramba. The affectionate exchange between two equals, which is devoid of the elements of reverence and deference, but is full of love, trust, and confidence, is called Shakya Rasa. Fraternal, mellow. Thus, this is the Stai Bhava in this rasa. Right? Devoid of elements of reverence and deference, right? So you see, is that it doesn't have either of those. But like, let's say in the parental ras or in the conjugal ras, there's not the reverence, right? But there's deference, you know. So you have neither of those. So it's just like, you know, an opportunity is there. Hey, I'll grab that, you know. Yes. Some goody, I'm taking it, you know. Krishna, hey, no, I'm, you know. So it creates that whole fun. Does that make sense? You know, or it's like, hey, get it. Hey, you want some also? You know, it's kind of, you know, it's just, you know, but it's, you know, it doesn't have the thing, oh, no, you first, Krishna. No, you first. No, you first. It doesn't have all that. Okay. But it's full, okay. the affection exchange between two equals, which is devoid of the elements of reference and deference, but is full of love, trust, and confidence, is called Shakya Rasa. Right? So it doesn't have those, but the love, trust, and confidence. So it's no lack of reference and deference, and so therefore you're selfish. No, love, trust, and confidence. Right? So you don't even mind if you try to get there first and you don't, and he gets there first, you don't worry about it because of that affection, because of that confidence, that trust. So it'll work out. You know? This is called Shakya Rasa, fraternal mellow. Thus, this is the Stai Bhava in this rasa. Vrajana. Kindly further elucidate the meaning of Vishramba. Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami explains Vishramba with these words, right? Because in English you just put a name. It doesn't necessarily have any specific meaning, at least not to the person that's using it, right? To some scholar sitting in some room, then yes, he can take it back to some Latin if it's possible. Right? And maybe it still has that same connection, but it's not necessarily dynamic. But in Sanskrit, the actual letters that it's made out of are directly connected to the meaning of the word. Right? That the letters are there and in that particular order and predominance brings out the various aspects that are there in the word itself. So in Sanskrit, the meaning of the representation of the word and the meaning of the word are actually the same. Right? Does that make sense? But still, the object and the word are different, right? In the spiritual world, they're not, but in the material world, they are. Right? So they have to be, it has to be, if this is a reflection of there, it has, because the word there and the object are the same, therefore it has to be that at least the meaning of it and the word are the same. Here, even though it's separated by the external, how you say? You know, the manifestation of the external energy. That makes sense. So that's why he asked, what's the word mean? Right? Because we'll say, what do you mean? The word means friendship. No, but there's a meaning. Srila Rupa Goswami describes Vishramba with these words in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Western Division 9346. The acknowledgement of complete equality between two persons, reflecting unquestioning trust and confidentiality, is known as Vishramba. Unquestioning means you just automatically have that trust and confidentiality. You know you can say whatever. You know you can do all these different things. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So that aspect is there. So that's why you see in these higher rasas, you do have that sometimes. But because that's not the prominence in the rasa, it's there occasionally. Right? The husband and wife, there may be that element where they can say anything, do anything like this and that. But to say that, no, the conjugal rasa is based on that, then that means no, because conjugal rasa is that it has volatility. It has other things that these rasas don't have. Right? Mentions that volatility was absent in these. Mm. You know, so it's also absent in here. But volatility comes up in conjugal. Right? So therefore, one has to be careful. But there are those moments where that friendship is being shared between the husband and wife. Then it has that aspect. You know? Does that make sense? Sometimes that care is there. So it's parental. Sometimes service is there. It's got that servitorship. But the basis will always be the conjugal. So you always have that aspect. Does that make sense? So that's also why people have a problem. Because they're trying to base conjugal rasa on truth. And since when does conjugal rasa and truth have anything to do with each other? You know, that wouldn't be the first definition that would come to mind. You know, it might say justice and truth. That might go together. But, you know, somehow it's okay, Vrajanath, kindly describe the gradual progression of the levels of attachment in this rasa. Goswami, Sakya rasa is a matrix for prema, sneha, and raga, expanding all the way up to pranaya. Vrajanath, what are the symptoms of pranaya in this rasa? Goswami, although capable of accommodating feelings of respect and deference, pranaya is rati, completely devoid of sambrama, awe and reverence, even when such an emotion may appear to be appropriate. right? Now Krishna does something very special, like, you know, holding up Govardhan Hill. So that naturally it would be their awe and reverence, right? But like he was saying that, you know, but then Sridhar is saying, hey, I can hold it for you, you know, stuff like that. You know, so it just doesn't happen. Even though it should be, it's not happening. It means not should be. It means that it would be, it could be a natural option, but it's never taken as an option. Mm. Otherwise, it ruins the mood, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thus, Shakyarasa is joyfully magnificent. In Pita Rasa, the serving mellow, and Vatsalya Rasa, the parental mellow, Krishna's devotees exhibit an understanding of unequal status in their bhava. However, that is absent in Shakyarasa, which is also known as Preya Rasa, right? So here is, they're equal, there is no higher or lower. Or one's lower or one is higher. See, they're very distinct. Right? But we'll see is that the conjugal ras means you're higher and lower and equal at the same time. Does that make sense? Right? Doesn't make sense? Yeah, that's why no one figures it out, right? You know, so but that's the whole point. Is all those are happening at once. Okay. However, that is absent in Shakyarasa, which is also known as Prayarasa. Thus, Shakyarasa is certainly greatly favored amongst these rasas, because in Shakyarasa, Krishna's devotees freely exchange the sweet bhava of unrestrained love and equality between one another. Because they're equals, you're dealing with the same thing. So it doesn't change. If Krishna can be basically in any position, then that friendship can also be in that position. Does that make sense? That's why parental rasa is not an enemy of Shakyarasa. You know, does that make sense? Because they can be friends with Krishna. Mother showed us feeding Krishna, so his friends are as equal as she can be feeding them. Does that make sense? Or for the confidential friend, because Krishna is their lover, then the confidential friend being therefore equal to Krishna, then he can be there in the pastimes. He doesn't become the lover, but he can be there in those pastimes. Right? Up to an extent, because as it mentions, it only goes up to pranay. Like that is the general. But at the same time, as I think for those intimate friends, like that confidential, it can go to Mahabhav. Only them. But pranay is the limit on the Shakyarasa as it stands there. But that'll come out later. Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah?
When Krishna is a...
You're still trying to work out what kind of ball.
What age is Krishna in Vrindavan?
What age is Krishna?
Because he's
any of these ages. It just depends upon what is the age you want to interact with Krishna at. So you'll be in that part of Goloka where he's at that age. Right? If you want to be friends with Krishna in the age 1 to age 5 category, you'll be in that place. Does that make sense? You know, if you're the one that wants to be in the Pauganda when he's taking out the cows, you'll be in that place. Right? In other words, that means one manifestation of Vrindavan is a certain size, means not size, means it's limited by time, but there's a certain amount of associates, so that particular amount of confidence, I mean, yeah, that intimacy can be there. Does that make sense? So, because there's a certain amount that you can have that intimacy, and beyond that it kind of doesn't. So then there's another manifestation. You know what I'm saying? So these major players, then they're in that whole group. So, you know, however many manifestations, they're all there. Like Balarams in all of them, or Mandali Bhadras in all of them. You know, so the main ones are in all of them. But then individuals, then they'll be only in one particular manifestation, so that they can have that particular flavor, that intimacy. Right? Then you have another. So that means there's unlimited manifestations of Braja Vrindavan. so that all the devotees can be involved. So you never have to worry it's going to get too crowded, and after a while, you know, it's like Lord Chaitanya came 500 years ago, so in 500 years there's been a lot of devotees, so I'm really going to be in the back of the bus there, right? You know, so you don't have to worry, you know. There's another bus, you know.
Complete freedom.
Yeah, you know, so like that. And so then sometimes he sees the Maharas, these different groups are all together. So then you might have gopis that come in from other aspects, you know, so that way then you'll have, you know, you might have hundreds of thousands of gopis or millions of gopis, you know, at a Maharas. The regular, you know, the regular rasa dance, you just have who's in your group. But in there's Maharas, you might have from all these different groups. And like that, you know? Does that make sense? Yeah, so it's a, does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. Krishna's devotees freely exchange the sweet bhava of unstrained love and equality between one another. Right? Okay. Yeah, unrestrained. So that's the whole point, is that everybody can express their rasa fully. It's not a problem. That's how it's arranged, so everyone can express. That's why there's also the whole social structure, so that you can express yours, but at the same time others can do. How do you have friendship rasa? Means that without parents,
yes.
Right? Because that's the whole point. Your kids.
Yes.
So there must be parents. So the parental rasa must be there. And if there's parents and there's sons, there must also be daughters.
Yes.
Then that'll give rise to the conjugal. And if there's parents, that means they have a house. There'll be servitors also,
yes.
Right? And they'll have their friends, and they'll have their parents, and they'll have their, you understand? So the whole thing goes. And then the whole point is, what are you going to work with? Right? It means you're going to exchange. You have to have open fields. There has to be a reason you're in the field, right? Like that. So therefore there's cows, right? You're herding the cows, right? The house is there, all these different things. So that gives rise to all the shantaras. So therefore, to express the one, you have to have the other five. Maybe the other four. You know what I'm saying? Like that, yeah. Okay, so then we'll continue on. Monday, came to the chapter 30. I'm impressed.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Jai Nitāya Gaura Pīta.